Thank you for joining this final part of our Alphen Trail Forest Therapy experience. At this point in the trail, you're hopefully relaxing for a moment by the small waterfall where children and animals often enjoy a refreshing splash around. In this final session, I hope you can nurture that sense of awe and appreciation that has been present throughout this series. In doing so, I hope you will leave this experience feeling nourished and refreshed. Before you begin walking, look around for a moment and see if you can find a large stone that calls to you. Move towards it before taking a second to close your eyes and reach out your hand. Place your hand flat on the surface and visualize the temperature seeping into your fingers, spreading into your palm and wrist. Is it cool and hard to the touch? Or have the sun's rays warmed its surface? Begin the process of slowly dragging your fingertips over the surface, noticing the textures beneath your fingers, perhaps pressing your hand harder against the grainy surface as you do so, and noticing the sensations that arise. If you like, you can also pick another rock in your other hand and compare the differences between the two. Gently place your rock down and continue along the path, keeping the river to your right and looking around as you amble onwards. Take in the different characters of the trees that line this avenue, looking at each one with that sense of awe that they have flourished from a tiny seed into this towering specimen of nature. Keep on walking, noticing the varying barks and different textures as you do so. If you would like to, feel free to stop and explore the bark with your hands. There are plenty of trees along the path to choose from. Glance around to find a tree that particularly catches your eye, and when you've spotted one, let your feet head toward its spreading boughs. Lift your arm and gently run your hand down the bark, noting the qualities as you do so. Is it firm, rough, crumbling, papery, or maybe it's smooth? How do the remnants of the fallen trees and splitting branches pillared along the riverbank feel? perhaps explore their touch, comparing the feel of their splitting bark to that of the other flourishing specimens that line this route. Can you see that each tree is somehow unique? Can you notice that as you let your fingers explore the different barks and leaves, each has a slight variation in character and qualities? The French author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said, "The tree is more than first a seed, then a stem, then a living trunk, and then dead timber. The tree is a slow, enduring force straining to win the sky." As you enjoy the final minutes of your stroll, perhaps ponder on these words for a while. Keep on looking from left to right and observing the trees as you do so. See if you can hone your focus on the huge variety of nature around you. All the different species, colors, textures, and shapes. Marvel at their strength and endurance of growth. Continue to meander back towards the hotel. As you reach the car park and the road, our sessions come to an end. I encourage you to enjoy the remainder of your walk in silence, simply observing the world around you. Look at the colors and shapes of nature, noticing the smells, feeling the warmth, and reaching out your hands to explore the world through your sensitive fingertips. Take this final leg of your journey as a time of mindful reflection and see if you're feeling any different having completed these sessions. As you arrive at the car park, I hope you have enjoyed this Alphen Trail tailored experience, and that you have benefited from the peace and mindfulness offered by our guided forest therapy. Have a beautiful rest of the day, and I hope you enjoy the remainder of your stroll.